Good rising, Ivy.
Good rising, Mommy.
Good rising, Ollie.
What did you dream about?
That is pumpkin right there.
Yes, that's pumpkin.
What did you dream about, Mommy?
That's not a pumpkin.
Yeah, that's two pumpkins. Pumpkins don't have to be orange. They can be white, they can be yellow, they can be green, they can be orange. Some of them are even like orange red.
Yes, they busy pink.
I think we might have to put them outside because we didn't do anything with them.
Well, the reason why I didn't do anything with them is because I like to keep them in case we need food. Oops, this one needs to go outside. It took a long time for that one to not be good. So, yeah. I keep them inside so that we never go hungry. It's like a thing for me. Okay. If the pumpkins are in the house and we can't afford food, we always have food.
Yeah, so, and then we have a garden that provides food that is edible.
And then at the end of the season, when it starts to go bad, then I put it outside in the compost so it can grow and give us more pumpkins for the next year. In case we need food.
And we'll also have a ginormous watermelon.
So when we fix that first bed, I'm going to put those pumpkins out. And then hopefully when we need pumpkin, we'll have pumpkin.
What did you dream about?
So I dreamed that I was walking around somewhere with Daddy and we were checking things out. And then we stopped for a long time. And then I was starting a hotel with my friends and I was recruiting people for different jobs and charging people like $20 a night and trying to build up my staff. And then after I was building up my hotel staff, I dreamed that I was trying to go on a cruise with my family and everybody was taking a long time to get on the cruise. But it was going to be a really fun cruise. And I think somebody was supposed to get married on the cruise. But everybody was taking their sweet, slow time. That's what I dreamed about. What'd you dream about?
I dreamed about all of us going all around the world. And when we came back to Texas, there was a huge welcome back party. And all of the people were friends. Angela's her family, they were all here, and we had a really good time.
Oh, wow.
Mm. And there was marshmallows.
Marshmallows, ooh. Lots what did you dream about, Oliver?
A monster truck show.
You dreamt about monster truck show?
Yeah.
Of course.
Which monster trucks did you see?
I see Tawaka and...
Say that again?
Scorpion. I think I always said scorpion. Did you say scorpion?
Yeah, sugar bear.
Okay.
No, sugar bear with Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar bear with Gordon. No, sugar bear.
There was an ocean?
Yeah.
Wow, was he driving in the ocean?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, Mommy.
Some good coffee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That biscuits taste good.
Yeah.
And with a lot of honey, it's really sweet, and I like sweet.
How much honey did you put in yours?
You put a spoon, and then I put it some more, but I didn't actually measure.
Yeah, I see you didn't measure, because it looks like you poured out half the bottle. Let me taste this. This probably tastes like candy. Oh my goodness gracious. Let's taste your tea here.
It doesn't taste like candy.
It smells like honey. Oh, it tastes like honey. Yeah, that's not hibiscus tea, sweetie. That's honey tea with hibiscus.
No, it isn't.
Featuring water.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't, Mommy. No, it isn't.
Now that is hibiscus coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what hibiscus tastes like. That what you have, Ivy, is what honey tastes like.
What liquefied honey?
That's what you got. You got liquefied honey with a splash of hibiscus and a touch of water.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Why doesn't everyone make it? Do people sell this type of coffee?
We had to buy
coffee.
It. We bought it. Granted, Daddy bought it in Korea, but we have it in Trinidad and St. Martin all over the place.
Yeah. Daddy shark.
Yeah.
Okay. Daddy shark.
Yeah.
Game.
Okay, so tell me about the game that you want me to go check out.
It's called Stardew Valley, where basically you start out with like something that you would normally do in a game, like you get to decorate your character and put in their name, and then after there's a few cutscenes.
Go ahead, what are you saying?
And the whole point of the game is to turn around on your grandparents' old farm.
Mm-hmm.
And you also used to work for a company called Joja.
Wait, so you have your own farm and you work for a company?
No, it's your grandparents' farm that... you're running now when you quit Joja.
Oh, okay. Got you. Continue.
And there's things you have to do to get your farm up. And you also gotta grow crops and, like, fish and put them in a box and ship them off to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get money for other things.
Sounds like The Sims.
And you also have seasons.
Yeah, it sounds like The Sims. Sounds like Sims, seasons, and cottage living.
I'm a painting.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm a bee.
You can also mine in it. I found a mining area when I was exploring.
Mm-hmm.
And you first. There's no player people that you can talk to and make friends with. There's a person that I'm trying to become friends with. And you can also give people gifts if, like, you're holding something and you will press the character. Oh, you give them a gift. You'll give them it and they'll tell you if they like it or not.
Hmm, interesting.
Once I gave one of the people named Mira a earth crystal, he said her father was a scientist, so I thought she would like it because she's like around science a lot.
Did she like it?
Yeah, she liked it.
Sweet. That was very thoughtful because you didn't say, here's something, let me give it to her. You're like, I think she might like this. Because this is what her life is made up of.
Yeah, and I also got it from the mine. And also I had another thing from the mine. It was like an ore piece. And I gave it to the dad because they were a scientist and he didn't like it.
Mm.
I was sad. And there's also a lot more characters that would take like a long time to name all of them.
Mm. Then I guess we're gonna go check it out, right?
And there's also like events, and there's like their birthdays, and like once one of them said their birthday was in summer, the 10th. And there's also like flower dance and egg fest. I think egg fest you like have to have like a chicken, and so it can like lay eggs, and you can like bring it to egg fest. And, like, I guess the flower dance is where you dance with someone.
Yeah, I want a game.
I don't know if it requires, like, hearts or something.
that puffy.
And also, you have to wait a little bit to like talk to someone else, which is really weird.
Daddy, tell me.
And that like defines a sentence because you can just go back to talking.
Yeah, you don't have to wait.
Unless they're like on the toilet or sleeping.
Right. The proper term there is differentiates it from the sentence. Not defines it from the sentence, but differentiates it.
Differentiates it from the sentence.
Gay, a monster truck, gay.
And there's also like hearts, which I guess is like your friendship. And you can also like, and then you can also like go to their house. And like sometimes they're like in their rooms from different times. They're like doing something.
You have to make your own monster truck game.
Okay, mommy.
Okay, baby.
And then a towel.
And you have to be like really good friends with them to like enter their room and like communicate with them in their room.
Yeah. Kick me down. I need to rock.
It's like when I like try to go into a room, it says you need to be good. You're not good enough friends with someone to enter their room.
Mom, you want to rate my coffee?
No, I don't want your coffee, baby. I have my own.
Cheers.
Okay, cheers.
I gotta have two conversations with you guys at the same time. My brain is like T-Rex in the room giving gifts for monster trucks, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
No.
T-Rex.
We're talking about giving hugs as gifts on a farm, right?
No.
Okay, we're talking about having a race to turn around the farm after you leave your company called Monster Truck Jam, right?
No. Your brain is confused. With stuff that Ollie said and stuff that I said.
Yes.
Raptor and a T-Rex.
Yes.
Yes, Raptor and T-Rex.
Yeah.
Oliver, say spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Say school bus.
School bus, choo-choo bus. Magic school bus.
Magic school bus.
Right on the magic school bus. Beep beep. I like the beep beep part.
Say drop, Oliver. Say drop.
Drop.
Drop. Drop.
Drop.
Say skittle.
Skittle. Where my school bus? After school.
I don't know where your school bus monster truck is.
The little things that you tried with me.
It's probably in your toy bin. What things did I try with you?
The Skittles. Remember you tried them with me?
I tried Skittles with you?
My toy
bin. I thought you have candy?
Or were they something else? I don't know.
Oh, it was M&M's.
Oh, M&M's.
Yeah, I don't think I had Skittles with you.
My shoe.
That's like OD.
And they did not taste good to my mouth.
That's a lot of experimentation with candy. That's a little too far for me. At least with M&M's. Granted, it's milk, but, you know. It's still chocolate. Skittles is just sugar.
Mommy.
Yes.
I didn't really like it.
Mom, we're hot. The school bus.
You have the school bus?
I have a school bus. My monster truck is in her town.
Okay, so you gotta go look for it, baby. It's probably in your toy bin. But it's interesting that I did try candy with you because I was reading something that said that
toy bin.
I should give you guys like light exposure, like selective exposure to things so that you don't have an obsession with it when you get older and you're able to make choices for yourself. So like, because you know, I don't try to deprive you guys. I try to say like, okay, this is why we don't have this, you know, because certain things are not really made up of food. Like how we learn that some bagels are made with human hair.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah, but people eat it all the time and they think it's delicious. It's just, if you know what it is, would you really want to eat it?
Once you told me that, I was like, I'm never eating a bagel again.
Yeah, that's why we don't eat things that have, you know, like human kidney stem cells in it, because that's cannibalism, and we don't live in a time of famine, so we don't need to be cannibals.
And also, they put cow bones in sugar.
Yeah.
To make it white, which is weird. It doesn't have to be white. It doesn't have to be white.
It does not.
Who cares if your sugar is blue or white or any color? Who cares about that? Who cares about that?
I don't. But I care that it's brown. I don't care that it's another color. Just be brown.
What?
But I guess they want it to be white, because then if it's white, then they can dye it different colors and make fancy looking confectionaries. But I think that we could find another way in life if we did not use weird things in food.
That's just like they're trying to make confetti out of sugar.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like when you put it that way.
I mean, that's what sprinkles are. It's confetti, sugar for ice cream and cakes and cupcakes.
And some cookies.
Yeah. We have to find, like, healthy versions that are just as sweet. Well, they don't have to be just as sweet, because they're actually, like, way too sweet. We can find other things that are sweet and delicious to make fun things to eat with.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be, you know,
how we put
things that's not good for us.
Like how we put honey in our coffee instead of, like, sugar in our
coffee. Yeah, exactly. See, I don't think that you and your brother will grow up to have a candy addiction, because you guys eat a spoonful of honey every day, so you know what it's like to have something sweet. You know that it's natural, right? You know the difference between natural things and unnatural things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what certain chemicals can do to your brain. So mm-hmm. I feel like I don't need to expose you to things that I know is bad for you just to avoid you having an addiction to it. What I need to do is explain to you
why it's bad to have an addiction to it, or even like have it.
Exactly.
Like, it's bad to smoke. Because then you're, like, gonna get addicted to smoking, and smoking is bad for your lungs and brain.
Yeah!
Yeah, and even though people know that, some people still do it.
If you know that, why would you still do it?
Because nicotine makes your brain feel good when you're anxious. It calms down your brain, but it's highly, highly addictive. There are other things you can do to calm down your brain, like stop, breathe, think slow, meditate. Yoga,
dance,
but a lot of people who live in like city life or stressful work life, they don't have time to stop and do stuff, so they stop and smoke a cigarette and then go right back to work. Which technically, in the time that they spend smoking a cigarette, they could meditate. It just takes mental discipline to know what your options are and to choose that. Yes.
I saw a pocket person.
Mm. You saw a pocket person or a pocket possum?
A pocket person. I think.
It's in your pocket?
In my pocket.
I don't have any pockets.
I have one pocket. It's all the way behind me, though. It's my yoga pocket.
Yoga pocket.
Yeah, so like you could like put money and stuff in, and like card.
Or card. Yeah.
I don't put it there.
I feel like listening to music would also like calm you down. Just listening to your like favorite music calms you down.
Yeah.
So like.
But some people, you know, they don't care if something is addictive or something is harmful for them, because they just say things like, well, I'm gonna die anyway, so they don't really care to, you know,
get addicted to something.
Yeah, they don't care, because that's their choice in life, and everybody has the right to make their own choices. And it also has to do with the things that their parents taught them and exposed them to. So once they say,
"Mommy, you're old dog."
I'm not an old dog, but I'm getting ready to talk about old dogs.
No, I think Ollie said all done, not old
dog. Oh, yes, I'm all done with my coffee. But I was going to talk about old dogs, and they say it's difficult to teach old dogs new tricks. So when someone gets old and they have habits and beliefs, it's hard to get them to be like, I'll try something else. Because it's what they're used to, and they're happy, they feel happy, and they don't want to change. So if that's something that can happen to you guys, you get happy and old and don't want to change, I'd like you to get happy and old and not want to change with honey instead of candy.
Mm-hmm.
Or maple syrup. Or agave.
Or dancing.
And dancing. And hugging your mommy.
And huggies.
Or strawberries.
Blueberries.
All right. Well, I think that's it for today's coffee chat.
A coffee chat?
Yeah.
Okay, mommy.
Okay, baby. Peace out, Cub Scouts.
Peace out, Cub Scouts.
Peace out, Pito. Okay.